And the Reverend Julian O'Malley, the only practicing Catholic priest who is also a qualified Football League referee, has just blown full time on another resounding crucifying of the Carlton Colliers, with the final scoreline of Carlton Colliers 1, Micklethwaite Mechanics 7. That's the third trouncing on the trot for the beleaguered Carlton Colliers and their loyal pair of fans. Well, the scoreline says it all here at Carlton Road Ends today, with a punishing afternoon mostly spent in the Colliers' half of the pitch to finish Carlton Colliers 2, Limpingthorpe Legionnaires 5, including a disputed goal in injury time when Colliers keeper Lanky Fletcher's ongoing hiccups complaint reared its ugly head yet again. We're into stoppage time here at Carlton Road Ends this afternoon, a typically physical performance by the Sallyback Stampers, but the Colliers haven't been afraid to fight back, and referee Gordon Peabody is looking at his watch as the Colliers number 10 traps a fine cross from the opposite wing, turns, there's no one to help him, he's past the defender, the keeper's on his line, a chance for a shot, yes, a final chance, yes, over the keeper's head and into the top corner, and a lovely goal, just as the whistle blows, what a finish. And it's back to the familiar losing streak for the Carlton Colliers after a bit of brightness mid-season in regaining some home form. At full time today, their defeat away to the Cundall with Carpenters marks a distinct downturn in fortunes for the ailing side, with four back-to-back away defeats.
Chris, what's happened to the allotment? It's like a jungle. Are you in there? Chris, where are you?
I'm here. Oh, the pipe sprung a leak, I think. I'm trying to fix it.
By hitting it? Give us that before you do yourself an injury. There. Done.
Of course, I could have done that.
That should do it. I always wanted to be a plumber when I was little.
Oh, of course you did.
What's happened to your plants?
I don't know. I only left it for the weekend. When I came back, it was like this.
You look like you're in training for I'm a Celebrity.
I wish someone would get me out of here.
And why haven't they mowed the pitch?
They have. They're out once last night and twice this morning. But if you stand still for 5 minutes, you can watch it growing. And those vines are stuck fast. We've tried everything, so they're staying.
Carlton in bloom, eh?
Jungle of Doom, more like.
Oh, aye. Like Indiana Jones or Jurassic Park. Like one of those velocicopters is going to pop out any minute.
It's out of control. If it grows much more today, we'll have to call off the match.
And end the Carlton Colliers' unbroken winning streak.
3 home games.
Brilliant.
Unbelievable. And the last two without Jemmy. No thanks to you.
Aye. Sorry about that.
Yeah, it's all right.
They're keeping the new manager then?
Aye. Worse luck.
Have you heard from Jemmy? How's his trial going?
I haven't. But he's bound to ace it, isn't he? The way he's been playing.
They won't tell me anything until they've made a final decision. And then they'll present a formal offer to his management team.
Oh, aye.
That's me and you, by the way.
They'd be daft to let him go. He's league standard. Easy. Premiership with some hard training. He's a regular Superman on the pitch now. All he needs is a cape.
He'd love that.
And I thought if we lost Jemmy, it would kill the team once and for all. But the lads are doing all right. You know, not top flight, but all right.
Aye. Even Lanky looks a bit taller.
And Hank says he doesn't need his glasses to see the ball if it goes over the halfway line. Oh, sorry, it's probably...
Sapphire.
Hello? Sapphire. Ciao, Bella. No. No problem at all. I know. I was just too late. I know. The new Doctor Who came at an awkward moment for me as well. No. No, it's a cliffhanger. Yes. Very dirty den. Exactly. Ooh, Eamon Holmes. No, I don't think so. Possibly. Could be one or the other. Shall I say... Ant. No. No, go for Deck at the same price. Yes. Perfect. Super. Arrivederci. Bon Quixote.
Everything all right?
Couldn't be better.
Good news all round then. And I just got a call from my agent.
Oh, aye?
He's got me a film.
What sort of film?
Shut up. A real film. It's only a small part, but a good one. With that fella. You know, the English actor with the floppy fringe. That, you know, that one that everyone goes do lally over.
Hugh Grant.
No, the fit one with the daft name. That Benedict Cumberbund.
Oh, nice one.
Should be all right.
Brilliant.
Unbelievable.
Oh, we should celebrate then.
Why not? I thought you and Jemmy finished off all of Jeff's homebrew.
Yeah, we did, aye. So I thought I'd have a crack at it myself. All those along the back there are hops.
Are they?
Yeah, so I thought, how hard can it be? Try it.
Ugh, that's awful.
Yeah, it's an acquired taste.
And how do you acquire it, exactly?
Oh, once you get about halfway down the bottle, your tongue is so numb you can't really taste it from then on.
It's strong and all.
Yeah, close to 20%, I reckon.
It's like drinking that knock-off Russian vodka. And I've got a kick.
What's the point in making it if it doesn't blow your head off?
You mad, you.
To the People's Republic of Carlton.
Wow.
Me or the beer? Ha ha ha.
Mad. Yeah. Strangely attractive.
Now, that's definitely the beer talking.
Well, Sapphire must think so.
Sapphire? I've never even met her.
You haven't?
No, we just talk on the phone.
Oh, right.
She deals with the more high-risk end of the market.
Oh, right. So what was going on with her? She was in matching jewellery.
You what? Oh, that wasn't her. That was the Queen.
Ah, right.
It was what colour hat the Queen was going to wear. It's crazy what some folk will bet on.
And the cheese?
Cheese rolling. Made a packet on that. Double Gloucester is the only one to back in the UK. Everyone should know that.
Ant and Dec?
Nah. Less said about that, the better.
You really will bet on anything, won't you?
If the numbers add up.
So what about this then, Chris? I really like you. I mean, a lot. So, what do you think?
Nina, love, I...
Why not? What have you got to lose?
What's happened here then? You win a do-it-yourself Amazon rainforest package in the Legion meat draw.
Aye, that's it. I'm trying as hard as I can to kill everything, but it just keeps fighting back. Fancy a beer?
Maybe after the match. You all right, Nina?
Me? Grand. So?
So what?
So? How did it go? We've been on TED Talks all week waiting to hear.
Aye. It were good. Tough, but good.
I was just saying this minute. Saying that it'd be daft not to take you on.
It was the longest 2 weeks of my life, and I were really tired by the end of it, but I'm hoping I've done enough.
What do you mean?
I was given everything, but by the end of it, I felt like I was running on empty again.
But that's just training with professionals. You build it up.
Train with me at the golf club. That'll sort out your stamina.
And probably kill me in the process.
Oi! This is your manager you're talking to.
Oh, aye. Sorry. Forgot.
I was getting a bit worried when I heard out. But they won't so much as pass the time of day with me without a lawyer present. What am I going to do? Sue them for having two sugars in their tea instead of one?
That's what it's like at Top Flight. You can't move for red tape, I bet.
There was me and four other lads on the tryouts, and they'd sooner stab you in the back than give you the run of the ball. Talk about competitive. And then there's the noise, the crowd, all the singing and shouting and stamping. What you can make out above the roar is abuse. And that's just the home crowd. Anyways, the assistants have to report back to the board before the legal team can trigger a formal offer for anyone.
So?
So we just have to wait.
I hate waiting.
And in the meantime, there's plenty to do here. It's all hands on deck. Lanky and the lads are getting their hands on as many mowers as they can. And come 1:45, we're getting that pitch sorted. Half the team from the visitors' end, the other half from here. Meet in the middle with just enough time to clear the mowers and find the ref. He came up at 10 this morning for the pitch inspection, but we've never seen him since. He's only a little fella. and the grass is chin-high along the centre line. One of the McNallys went in after to try and flush him out.
So where is he?
God knows. We've never seen Hyde nor air of him either. And I can't risk losing any more of the team. Stinker was after sending in his dog as a rescue party. But you know how dogs are like their owners. Without a gas mask, I don't think those fellas will get out alive.
It's a jungle out there.
Well, if we can mow it back now, when the team starts stomping around like a herd of elephants for 90 minutes, that should flatten it down a bit.
But the grass is growing faster than most of the team can run.
I know. It's a nightmare.
It's like that piece in the Post. The fella in Easton who was growing tomatoes on bamboo canes in his greenhouse fertilised it with a job lot of elephant dung.
Just stick to kicking a football, will you? Or you'd be a danger to humanity.
Oh, it just jumped into my head, that's all.
So what happened to him then?
So the fella? Oh, now. He killed the tomatoes outright, but the bamboo grew like wildfire.
Oh, come on then, Tarzan, if you're coming.
What are you looking at?
Live commentary. I don't believe it! Not again!
What's that?
They just scored in the 92nd minute. Look! Live text from the match.
Scallions?
No, Jowlers.
Oh, right.
Local derby and Scallions lost again. Why do they always let one in right at the end? 92 minutes! It's unbelievable!
I thought they only had to play 90 minutes.
They do.
So how did he score in the 92nd minute?
Do you have to rub it in?
I were only asking. What's the matter with you?
Scallions are starting to have a worse season than the Colliers, and I didn't think that was humanly possible.
Colliers are doing all right.
No, we're not.
Won 3 home games on the trot.
And lost the next 4 away.
Well, isn't that what usually happens? The home crowd advantage. That's what Chris says.
The Carlton home crowd is usually you, Chris and Stinker's dog. And now the dog's decided to stay in and watch the telly.
You've been like a bear with a sore head since you got back from the tryouts. What's wrong with you?
Have you heard out from them?
Not formally, but they're making all the right noises. You should be over the moon.
It's just... it's been playing on my mind how I tailed off as the weeks went on. I felt drained. Like all the power was leaking out of me and just leaving an empty shell.
You're not the flipping Duracell, Bunny. You just need to work on your stamina. Put some hours at the gym.
No, it was more than that. I was losing energy, but I couldn't keep my mind sharp either. It's like everything was sliding back, like colours stopped shining out and everything was just going back to grey.
You weren't homesick, were you?
For Carlton? No way. I've spent the last 20 years trying to get out.
What, since you were 2?
Aye. I tried to give myself a backy on my own pushchair and freewheel over Collier Bridge when I was a toddler. Nearly made it and all.
That explains a lot about you.
I had high hopes back then.
And you should have them now. You're talking like an old man.
That's what I felt like. Sat there in the fancy dressing room at the end of the training week. Like I was 100 years old.
Come on, Jemmy. Get yourself together. Chris will be here any minute and want you fired up for the match. Right now you look about as fired up as a tortoise on Valium.
And when did you last see a tortoise on Valium?
Your cousin Gemma had one called Freckle. He were hyperactive and he had to keep giving him shots. Come on, Jemmy!
If he says one word about the match, though, I'll have him.
He's got to talk about the match. How else will you know what you're supposed to be doing?
One word about the Jowlers, and that'll be that.
You're not serious, are you?
Just you wait. One word, that's all. And I will swing for him.
You?
Yes, me.
You'll wallop Chris.
Why not?
Sooner you than me. And our under-17s boxing champion.
Chris! He's not that tough.
Whatever you say, Jemmy.
What do you see in him anyway? He could be your dad.
Well, he's not.
Well, what do you even have in common? I mean, he likes Van Halen, for God's sake, and you don't even like Van Morrison.
What's he need a van for? He don't even drive.
They're a band.
Since when have I got time to keep up with music? I've got 3 jobs on the go just to keep me and Nana afloat.
My point exactly. How can you and Chris possibly have anything in common?
Anyway, I'm after his body, not his dodgy 80 CD collection.
70s? And they're probably all on vinyl. I bet that boat is full of vinyl.
What? Did you do his floors and all?
On vinyl! Oh, I give up.
Give up on what?
On getting Nina to see sense.
Oh, good luck with that.
Charming.
Anyway, it's time to stop fooling around and get your head in gear.
Who died and made you Sir Alex Ferguson? Where's your hairdryer?
No, this is serious, Jemmy. We've lost 4 away games in a row. And if we don't win this match, then we're out of the league altogether.
It's the Blue Ribbon Alberto Tortellini Ice Cream League. The chairman can't even afford a chair.
It's our league. And that's all that matters. It's not surprising that you think you're above all that now.
But what does it really matter?
It matters to me. It matters to the team.
But who are we fooling, really? It's just a weekend kickabout in the park. One of the team we played last week had a full plaster cast on his leg.
Aye, and they still beat us.
We don't even have a matching strip.
We do now.
We do?
Aye, I sorted it. The lads put it to the vote and we got a new strip.
It's the first I've heard about it.
Well, you weren't here.
Thanks a lot.
Come on, Jemmy. You were away at the tryouts.
Should have known you'd have been in on this as well.
In on what? You're just being daft now.
Look, the whole team put it to the vote. It's not just about you, you know.
There isn't a team without me.
The last 4 games, there hasn't been a team with you. The last 2 wins were while you were off being a star, if you recall.
Come on, lads. Calm down a bit.
I am perfectly calm. It's him!
Don't think I won't leave you on the bench if you carry on like this.
Oh, you bought a bench and all?
Oh, you wouldn't dare. Because then you'll be down to 10 men and have to forfeit the game.
I'll play myself if I have to.
Oh, now we're getting to it. Now we're getting to his true colours.
Shut up, Jemmy. You sound like an idiot.
I sound like an idiot. Leaving out your star striker to field some ageing rocker instead.
You what?
I could wipe the floor with you, mate, on or off the pitch.
Is that right?
Stop it, Jemmy.
I could have you any time.
You reckon?
Oh, please, you're like a couple of kids arguing who's got the biggest conker.
Stay out of this, Nina, or you might get hurt.
Me? I could wipe the floor with both of you and still get back in time for Zumba.
Keep out of it, Nina.
Oh, not you and all.
Come on, then. Come on.
Yeah?
Come on.
Yeah.
This is embarrassing.
Oh, come on then, Jowler. Give us your best shot. Aye, that's what I thought. All mouth and no action. Story of your life, mate.
Nah, I'll swing for you, mate.
Nina, duck.
Hey, watch the shed.
Oh, ah, me hand.
Chris?
Chris? Are you all right, mate?
Oh, I'm bleeding.
Oh, it looks deep and all. Jemmy, get into the club, will you? Get the first aid box.
Oh,
he's bleeding.
I know. Jemmy, get the first aid box. Now.
Oh, my hand.
Let me see. Can you move your fingers?
I don't know.
Can you feel this?
Ow!
Then it's not broken. Hold it up above your head.
Oh, now the blood's running down my arm.
That's the general idea.
No, actually running. Look.
Oh, aye. There is a bit of blood.
Oh, I feel a bit woozy.
Stop looking at it then. Just come here and put it under the tap so I can see what I'm dealing with.
Are you sure? Do you know what you're doing?
Will you just shut up and stick your hand under this tap before I have to do it for you?
Oh, it doesn't work.
It does now.
Oh!
Shut up. It looks like you might have hit a nail or something. It looks deep. Let me wrap it up in something. Stop the floor. Aye, this'll do. We'll strap you up and get you over to A&E.
Hey, you're getting blood all over the new strip.
Do you want to bleed to death?
Well, not really.
Then stop whinging.
Oh, it feels a lot better now, actually.
Does it?
Aye. It really doesn't hurt that much.
You're not going into shock, are you? It doesn't feel numb?
No, I can feel all my fingers fine. They just don't hurt anymore.
You don't have to pretend, you know. I won't tell Gemma you cried like a baby.
Really, it's no big deal. Have a look.
I don't believe it.
It's barely a scratch.
Then where did all this blood on the new kit come from?
I'm never going to use that printer's again. Looks like he slaughtered a chicken on our new strip. I knew he was a bit shady, but this is a real con. No one can wear that. Looks like Nightmare on Elm Street meets... the Mummy. And here he is.
The hinge on the box was broken. There's bandages everywhere. All that was in there was about 100 bandages, and they just sort of leapt out at me like, you know, like an alien. It scared me half to death.
Anyway, lucky for you, he's not bleeding.
Barely nicked me. Look.
But all that blood. I thought you were going to die for sure.
Just wishful thinking.
Well, come on, you two. What are you waiting for? We've got a match, a team, a triumph waiting just around the corner.